If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
From Illinois' 8th Democrat, U.S. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is on the line. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
I always call you Raja. I thought I was doing it correctly. But in the campaign video which you posted, which was pretty well done, sir, you said Raja. Is that the best way to pronounce it?
You know, Raja, tomato, tomato, it's all good.
Well, I say that because as much as you've talked to us on WGN Radio over the years, we haven't really had a biographical sketch. And the video that you dropped introduces you to the state of Illinois or anybody else who might want to donate to your Senate campaign. But it's biographical more than we have been in the past. Maybe you and I should just have a brief conversation about that. Who is
sure.
Raja Krishnamoorthy?
Well, thank you. You know, as I said in the video, I was born in India. I came to the United States when I was 3 months old, and you know, things were going great until suddenly the recession of 1973 hit us pretty hard, and my father lost his income. But thanks to the generosity of the American people, we were allowed to move into public housing and food stamps. So I spent about half of my early childhood in those two kind of life-sustaining programs, and then my father got on his feet and then got a great job. And of all places, Peoria. And that's where we moved. And, you know, that's really where we entered the middle class, John. And pretty much the thing that my father said every night at the dinner table was something along the lines of, you know, think of the greatness of this country. And whatever you do, make sure it's there for the next families who need it. So that became kind of the North Star of my personal compass. And fast forward to now, that's kind of my mission statement and my why in life.
You know, I got family in Peoria. I worked there for 10 years at WMBD. It's a great town.
I know.
And you said in the video you're a product of the public schools in Peoria. Which one did you go to?
I went to Richwoods High School.
Sure.
And I went to a couple different elementary schools before that. And I got to tell you, John, I mean, I would not be here but for that public school education. I thought it was a world-class public school education. And just like the food stamps and the public housing and indeed even the legal immigration system that enabled us to come here. I'm extremely grateful to the people of the United States and its government.
Wonder if it would be as easy for your family to migrate to the U.S. now.
No. And not only that, but if you were to come here and let's say you fell on hard times, it'd be very challenging to even access that kind of assistance. And I think that, truth of the matter is that my story is not unique by any stretch. I mean, you know, countless people have lived that American dream. I think the challenging thing right now is that a lot of people feel like that dream is kind of out of grasp. And with this kind of economic chaos that we're seeing right now, that Trump and Musk have unleashed, they feel like it's almost impossible to obtain that. And so I feel like my mission now is to kind of stand up to them and to try to make sure that dream is achievable again.
Well, based on the video that is introducing you to the state all over again, that does seem to be what you're running on. You called it turn anger into action. So rather
yes,
than
sir.
Saying, and while you do acknowledge some of the things that you have been very involved in as a representative, vaping legislation, China relations, et cetera, it seems like the thrust of your campaign is these billionaires and Donald Trump are bad for America, so elect me to fight back. Is that the message for your campaign?
I think what I'm trying to say is that Trump and Musk are trying to change the rules and our system of government in such a way that, you know, people like me, people like you, others may not recognize what it ends up being at the rate that we're going. You know, the fact that, you know, we have a situation of economic chaos, whether it's small businesses or, you know, families just struggling to make ends meet right now, is something that we didn't anticipate. I don't think that American people voted for.
But what can you do about that, Congressman? You're already in the U.S. Congress, albeit the House, but how does that get you into the Senate? Or why should I put you in the Senate because you and we maybe don't like Elon Musk?
Yeah, I think that, well, first of all, I've kind of had a track record of standing up to bullies, whether it's, you know, e-cigarette companies going after our youth to hook them onto vapes, or, you know, food companies who taint our baby food with toxic heavy metals. I've gone after them and gotten results, and now I have to stand up to the likes of Elon Musk. But, you know, the other thing that is extremely important right now is, you know, having people who've had a track record of actually standing up to Donald Trump. I helped to lead the first set of impeachment proceedings with regard to him. Of course, I voted twice to impeach him. But right now, we can't back down. And it's a coalition, not just of Democrats, but also of independents and also Republicans who want this country to remain true to its values, John.
Were you surprised when J.B. Pritzker and Tammy Duckworth endorsed Juliana Stratton?
No, and I like them, and they have every right. I think at the end of the day, I think that the voters deserve a chance to elect their next U.S. senator, and I look forward to taking my case to them, and I'm going to go everywhere and try to earn their votes.
I'm sure you saw the editorial in the Tribune. We see signs that Governor Pritzker and his formidable staff are working on behalf of his lieutenant governor, Juliana Stratton, to clear the field for her. Pritzker also ought to encourage a fair and vigorous campaign. So far, Stratton and at this time they wrote this, Robin Kelly were the only Democrats running, but they said, what about Underwood? What about Krishnamoorthy? I just don't understand. Raja, I can understand why you would say this. You're not, but I don't understand why the governor is so vested in this one person, albeit his lieutenant governor, when we have very viable other candidates who aren't billionaires who might want that seat. I don't understand the rush.
I'm not sure. All I know is that, you know, my constituents and also, for that matter, Illinoisans I talk to are less focused on that particular issue because they view it as kind of inside politics. Insider politics.
Yeah.
And they're like super focused on a few things right now, the economic chaos that I talked about before, but also the issue of the rule of law deteriorating. I think it shocked the conscience when they learned about the four-year-old boy with cancer who was deported. He's an American citizen deported without due process. And you know, what kind of country have we come to where that's even possible? They want their country back right now.
I know you've got just a couple more minutes with me, and I'll get out of inside of baseball here in 1 second. But you have about $19 million, they say, maybe 20 in your war chest. And obviously, J.B. Pritzker and therefore Juliana Stratton have a lot more. Do you have the resources to mount a campaign statewide against that?
I think we'll have what we need. I think, obviously, there are people like Elon Musk and others who could unleash amounts of money we've never seen and have already spent a lot in this election cycle. And so you need to have resources to be able to defend your record and get your message out. And I'm just proud to have tens of thousands of people who've put their hard-earned money into our campaign. And I look forward to using it wisely.
You have three kids, your wife. Just tell me about your family for another 60 seconds.
My wife, who is an awesome mom and doctor out in the suburbs. We have three kids, a 20, a 16, and a 9-year-old. We have a dog and a parakeet. So, you know, my house is like a circus. I'm ready for anything in Congress or the Senate.
Congressman, if you don't win the Senate, will you still retain your congressional seat?
It's basically up or out. You either win or go home.
So you're staking at least your current political livelihood on this race.
Yeah, I mean,
does your wife know that?
She does know that, and you know, look, I think the stakes are so high, John. We haven't seen anything like this in our lifetimes. We have seniors who fear that their Social Security and Medicare is going to disappear. I have people, constituents who are contacting me now saying, please protect my health care. I'm on Medicaid. Okay. I'm doing just a very modest part to try to advocate for them and to try to use whatever platform I can to prevent them from suffering harm. And if I can be in the United States Senate and fight for them, that's my calling. That's my why.
Raj, I'm going to let you go. I'll close with this. A text has come in, and you might want to use this in your ads, your campaign. Raja is the leader in the Senate race in terms of consonants 11 and vowels 7. No, you can say that. Nobody has more consonants in their name than Raja Krishnamoorthy.
I appreciate that. As you know, when I first ran for office and introduced myself, I'm Raja Krishnamoorthy. The person looked at me and said, Roger Christian Murphy. Very nice to meet you. So they said, I didn't know the Irish made it to India. So anyway, thank you.
Okay, Congressman, we'll be in touch, and we'll also talk to the people that are running against him or with him. That is, if Underwood throws her hat into the ring, for sure. Clearly, the lieutenant governor and another congressperson or two from Chicago might be on the docket, but Raja is in.